Interior Minister stresses expansion of security cooperation with China. Egyptian army says President Mohamed Morsi is being held preemptively by the military. And armed rebels in Syria wound Assistant Minister of Labor. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello and welcome back. I'm Ali Reza Madadi with the latest coming to you live again from Tehran. Iranian President-elect Hassan Rouhani on Thursday met with senior clerics in the holy city of Qom in an effort to establish constructive relations between his administration and prominent religious figures and seminaries. In his visit to Qom, Rouhani held talks with Grand Ayatollahs Makarem Shirazi, Safi Golpayegani, Nuri Hamedani, Sobhani, Shobeiri Zanjani, and Mousavi Ardabili. During his meetings, Rouhani stated that his next administration seeks regular contact with seminaries, particularly the Seminary of Qom, in order to benefit from their views and support. Rouhani further highlighted the significant role of Iranian religious figures, noting that these figures enjoy a lofty position and the new administration needs their help and attention. Now, Iran's Interior Minister Mustafa Mohammad Najjar has stressed the expansion of security cooperation with China, saying Tehran and Beijing attach great significance to security and stability in the region. Heading a delegation, the Iranian minister has traveled to China for an official four-day visit. He arrived in the capital, Beijing, on Thursday. Upon his arrival in Beijing, Mohammad Najjar said that Iran and China enjoy very good and long-standing relations and cooperate with one another in different fields, including economic, political, and security domains. Pointing to an earlier visit by a Chinese delegation to Iran, he said the visit laid the groundwork for signing of a security deal, which would be concluded after a meeting with Chinese Ministry of Public Security. Mohammad Najjar also noted that Iran and China need to strengthen their relations in different areas, including in the fight against organized crime and drug smuggling, as well as security cooperation between the two countries' police. Now, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi has embarked on a three-nation tour of African countries for talks on bilateral and international issues. Salehi, heading a delegation, left Tehran for Zimbabwe on Thursday on the first leg of his trip, which would also take him to Namibia and Comoros. During his five-day tour of the world's second-largest continent, Salehi will sit down with the officials of the three countries to discuss bilateral relations as well as key regional and international issues. Salehi said earlier that Iran and African countries have numerous potentialities to boost reciprocal ties, calling for the removal of obstacles to the promotion of mutual economic cooperation. Now, Egyptian army says President Mohamed Morsi is being held preventively by the military. According to the army officials, Morsi is being held for final preparations as he might face formal charges over accusations made by his opponents. A senior Muslim Brotherhood official also said earlier on Thursday that Morsi has been separated from his aides and was taken to the defense ministry. Late on Wednesday, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the head of Egypt's army, announced during a speech on state television that Morsi was no longer in office. Police later began arresting key presidential aides and leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood. Sisi also suspended the country's constitution, saying that the new parliamentary elections will be held soon. Following Morsi's overthrow, state media also reported that the arrest warrant has been issued for a total of 300 Brotherhood officials. Meanwhile, the Chief Justice of Egypt's Supreme Constitutional Court, Adli Mansour, has been sworn in as interim president of Egypt. Mansour took the oath of the office at a ceremony in the Supreme Constitutional Court building in the capital, Cairo. During his speech, army-mandated Mansour hailed the military and police in dealing with political crises facing the country. Adli Mansour vowed to lead a modern, constitutional, national, and civil country. He went on to say that the Muslim Brotherhood is a part of the nation and invited the party to share in building the country. Mansour also suspended the country's constitution, saying that new parliamentary elections will be held soon. Having served as deputy head of Supreme Constitutional Court since 1992, Mansour was named chief of the court in May 2013 and took up his post on July 1st. And here is a recap of our top stories. Iranian President-elect Rouhani meets with senior clerics in the holy city of Qom to establish constructive relations. Iran's interior ministry stresses expansion of security cooperation with China. Egyptian army says President Mohamed Morsi is being held preventively by the military. And armed rebels in Syria wound Assistant Minister of Labor. In Syria, Assistant Minister of Labor Rakan Ibrahim has been wounded in a bomb blast in Damascus. The foreign-backed militants detonated an explosive device attached to the car of Ibrahim in Zubaka Jin in Al-Baramak area on Thursday. According to police officials, Ibrahim was immediately transferred to a nearby hospital. In other developments, some militant groups fired a mortar shell on the Kirlis Church in Al-Qassam Mosque area in Damascus, causing material damage. According to Sana'a State News Agency, no casualties were reported in the attack. A source at the police command also said that the mortar shell fell on the church's roof. The source added that another shell slammed into a house near the Red Crescent Hospital in Baghdad Street, causing material damage but no casualties. Now at least one US-led trooper has been killed and several others injured in an attack in the troubled western Afghanistan. The US-led forces said in a statement that the soldier was killed in a militant attack in the country's volatile west on Thursday. NATO did not elaborate on the exact location of the incident or the nationality of the dead soldier. According to latest figures, more than 3,345 US-led troopers have been killed in the war-torn country since the beginning of the occupation in 2001. At least 96 US-led troopers have lost their lives across Afghanistan so far this year. Attacks on foreign troopers are expected to rise in the next months as Taliban militants have announced the beginning of their offensive across the country. Taliban has said it would use every possible tactic to inflict casualties on US-led forces. Now, while Greece's economy continues to contract, the government tries to grab the negotiation opportunity with the European creditors to win the bailout to fill in the funding gap. My colleague has the scoop.
The troika of international creditors is back to Athens, and just for 2013, the government is trying to fill in a 2 billion euros funding gap, with an unofficial deadline on the table to clinch a deal by Monday's Eurogroup meeting to get the 8 billion euro tranche of financial assistance. Negotiators on both sides of the table are hurdling to get as much as they can as fast as possible. Yet oftentimes within a spiraling economic crisis, public spending and salary cuts do not necessarily improve competitiveness. According to data released by the Hellenic Statistical Authority on Tuesday, salaries in the ailing Greek economy have plummeted by a stunning 10.1% within just 1 year. The measurement covers the first quarter of 2012 to the same period this year, dropping wages to levels last recorded more than 7 years ago in 2006. Greeks are thus making 10% less in just 1 year, a worrisome index that has left political parties and lenders squabbling over the rationality of the main austerity guidelines. Since the austerity program came into effect in the first quarter of 2010, salaries have dropped more than 22%. The first quarter to show an annual decline in salaries was the first quarter of 2009. From the second quarter of 2010, salaries began their steady and sharp slide due to the ongoing contraction of the Greek economy. Taking into account that the last quarter of every year includes the Christmas bonus, which makes salary figures appear considerably higher over that period, on a quarterly basis, the drop in salaries reached 24.3% in early 2013 compared to the last quarter of 2012. Either a 10% drop compared to last year or a 25% drop compared to last quarter, horizontal wage cuts are an omnipresent reality affecting the entire society and seem to be here to stay. Lucas Romanos, Shabaka Kabar. Athens.
Now, tourism is one of the most important industries in Spain, which has been hit hard by crisis in recent years. The sector has not helped the economy much, though. Here is more on that.
Madrid Barajas Airport is the main gate for tourism in Spain. Every year, more than 45 million passengers use it to go or come from one of its 179 destinations. Many of the users are tourists, as Spain is the fourth country in the world in the number of visitors, with more than 53 million every year. Tourism is very important, even more due to the crisis, as it supposes 1/8 of the Spanish gross domestic product. Many people come to Spain because of the nice weather, and it's also a gate to enter Europe from America for many people. Today, 80 years after opening as a commercial airport, Madrid Barajas received its travel number 1 billion. In this plane, coming from Bogota, traveled Alonso Fernández Ortiz, that was a bit shocked by the reception and by the gifts he received. Barajas Airport director remembered the change of the airport in the last 80 years and assured that Barajas will keep on being the gate for tourism in Spain. Alonso just would be one day in Madrid, but he knew what he wanted to visit first. Like Alonso, more than 100,000 travelers would pass today by Barajas. This flight 7586 from Bogota, Colombia, has brought to Madrid Barajas the passenger number 1 billion. In his 80 years of life, this airport has been the main entrance for tourism in Spain. From Madrid Barajas, Tamim El Dalati, Baixa Baquejabar.
Now, Portuguese people have rallied once again to protest against the current political crisis which has hit the country, calling for a change in the country's situation.
As the day goes forward, people are demonstrating all over the country demanding changes in the chaos experienced in Portugal during the last 2 days. However, the political crisis seems to have become even more confused. Paulo Portas, leader of CDS and Foreign Affairs Minister, presented his resignation but has now received an order from his party to meet the Prime Minister this Thursday and find a solution. If all the predictions said that the other two ministers from CDS would leave the government this afternoon, this didn't happen. There was a step back from the second party of the government. Meanwhile, people are starting to take the streets in order to protest against this political crisis and asking for new elections. In different cities of Portugal, the Communist Party organized demonstrations with a clear message to the government. Tomorrow it will be the day of the social movements demanding the Prime Minister to leave power.
This is just the end of day one after the announcement of the resignation of four ministers from the Portuguese government. It is still unknown the future, but at least for the next days, several demonstrations are predicted to happen, especially on Saturday.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. Goodbye.